My name is Kathy Novotny, and I work within northwest part of the state of Illinois, and I am a program advisor for the Facilitating Coordination in Ag Education. And it's a project of ISBE, and we're funded out of the Ag Education line item each year. And so basically what we do, there's five of us and our head coordinator, and we work within the programs within our region. There's around 60 programs within each region, total of 310 programs throughout the state.
What brings you to the FFA convention?
We're here, we come each year, and we basically have a booth, and we are trying to help recruit FFA members into becoming ACT teachers. We'd like to see how many would like to do that. And so also then we're in the new room to the FFA convention here this year. That's called the We Are FFA room. And it's basically, there's questions that students are asked, and it's just about FFA and the impact it has on their lives.
Tell me what connection that this organization has to FFA.
Our organization works more with the ag teachers itself, but we also then work with recruiting students who want to become ag teachers, and so we work very closely with them. My project within my position basically is to recruit and retain ag teachers. So I really try to find students that want to become ag teachers and do as much as we can to promote them and encourage that, facilitate that passion and that enthusiasm for ag education within them so that they do in fact become ag teachers. We have a huge shortage within the state and nation of ag teachers, and so that's something that we're trying to correct. So
give me an idea of the scope of the need for ag teachers, not only in Illinois, but you said nationally there's a great need as well.
Yeah.
How much are they needed?
Actually, last year we had 60 openings. So we had several teachers that are retiring. The baby boomer generation is now retiring, as you know. And so we're finding a lot of our teachers are leaving the profession because of retirement. At the same time, we only had 12 students that graduated from college that were certified to teach ag last year. Of those 12, only six were actually seeking positions. The other six actually were looking or had taken jobs within the ag industry, which is also great. We need people in the ag industry just as much, but to grow both pools, we really need the ag teachers to promote that within the high schools. So it's a big problem here within Illinois. Nationally, we're seeing it. I believe there was something like 300 programs that were closed throughout the nation last year because they could not operate without an ag teacher. And we're working now very closely with the national Teach Ag campaign, which is trying to find and identify these situations and try to identify solutions for each of the different states. But she was telling us the other day, Ellen Thompson, the lead program coordinator for that, was telling us that there's a huge problem, and if you look at all states, it's not just Illinois, it's not just Indiana, it's not just Iowa, it's all over. And so it's a huge problem.
So give me an idea of what kind of an opportunity is out there for someone who may be interested in taking up ag education.
Exactly. So, and I kind of always give my example when I graduated college. When I graduated college, I really had to almost fight my dad, who's a math teacher, that he told me, oh, you won't have a job. When I graduated college in 2009, I had 13 job interviews and was offered four positions. The final position that I was offered was the one that I accepted. Of those 13 that I applied for, I was also in the top running. There were not many candidates that were there, and a lot of the people that I was interviewing against were other people that have experience, so they were other experienced teachers. Looking at it now, the kids that are leaving college, as long as they are graduating college with a certification, if they are willing to kind of travel outside of their comfort zone in terms of where home is, you know, give yourself some wiggle room to move, they will have their pick of a job, truly. And with that comes a variation of contract length, pay amount, and also the benefits, what your program would have. If it's a greenhouse, it's mechanics, you know, whatever your strengths are, you really get to kind of cater, because the programs are in such a need of teachers that they will find, you know, they'll find what works for you and try to make it work now.
And then also you say retention. Are we not seeing them stay in this long term?
What we're seeing now, which is also a major change from previous years, is that there's a lot more females in the education profession, which is outstanding. But as you know, a lot of females are, you know, the caretaker of the family. And so when they have children, then it becomes a very hard, you know, decision for them. Do they want to be with their family and prioritize that, or do they want to be in the classroom? And so a lot of what we're seeing is around the 5 to 7 year mark, a lot of our females are leaving the profession to be more family oriented. However, we're also seeing that with our males as well. And it's more of a burnout. And what it becomes is basically that balance of life and work and making sure that you know what is priority in your life. And a lot of our teachers have a hard time saying no, which is a great thing, but they have a hard time saying no to all the things they want to do within their community and in their program. But they also need to prioritize themselves. And so that's something we're really working to fix as well, and making sure our teachers know that, you know, you do come first and your family comes first. And yes, ag education is so important, but your family and your children and your husband and your spouses, those are just as important. So
what's the good news in all of this, Kathy? What is the outlook better? Is this a good opportunity to pursue? Are we talking to people who need work and can't get it?
Yeah, so yeah, I feel like we've hit on all the bad things, but the good thing is that yes, this is the time to go in. If you go into it, you are going to have your pick of the job. You're going to definitely have a great experience, and also right now we're identifying a lot of funding sources to help out some of these situations. So whether it be you need some curriculum or you need a scholarship to help with this, or you know, different things, we're trying to find those sources, and we're finding the sources. We're finding that funding. We're finding those things. And so at the next couple of years, we are hoping to see that there will be some newfound resources for our teachers, and that, yes, there is a positive in the end of this. And the thing is our teachers need to know you're not alone. And we all are here for you. And that's one of the best parts about being an ag teacher. It's a big family. And we just, yeah, we really want to help each other. And so that's what our job is.
So somebody's looking for a career or looking to change a career and they're hearing this, what should they do?
If they're currently in the ag industry, it's actually really good news, because we are able to what we call provisionally license someone. So if they have industry experience, all we need to do is be able to document your experience. And then we will work with you to make sure that, you know, you're able to pass our licensing tests. And we'll work with you to make sure that happens. And it doesn't take more than a couple months. And then we can get you into the classroom. So if you want to do that, I would say contact your nearest school, if there's a school that's open and you're interested. And that school has very good relationships with all of us within FK in our different regions. And so basically they put us in touch with you, and then we kind of take it from there. So we will help you to make sure it happens, because we need you.